I'm sorry, I got a little had a head cold this week and it's, haven't got rid of it yet, so a little stuffy. But as Brady said, we've been going over chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but I think I'll give a little bit of my testimony to start off with. And I have been going to church my whole life. I was told that I was going to church when I was 2 weeks old, and with my mother. My father had a dairy farm, and he didn't always make it to church on Sunday morning or too often, but when I was 11, I got saved and was baptized. And right before that, the family had went to a church meeting, and he was saved, and so we got baptized at the same time in a creek, right? Ivan Dodge, you'll know where that's at. Ivan Dodge's Creek, we got baptized. And so had been going to the Passaic Church my whole life up until I met Pam, and she brought me up here, which the Passaic Church was a Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, which I was proud of for a long time, but their recent approach to gay marriages, women in leadership, and which I don't know that that is as big a deal as how they've just, not to offend anybody, they've included everybody. And that's what you want to include everybody in the church, but you don't want to let them in leadership positions until they have gone, been more responsible with their lives. So I joined Pam here at the Heartland Baptist and have been going here ever since. And so that's a little bit of my testimony. And there again, we're going through 1 Corinthians 13. I think I will read the whole chapter, because unless all of you have been here every Saturday, you've probably missed. So I think I'll read through that whole chapter, and you can follow along if you have your Bible. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, and it is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things. And charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And so, as I was doing some research, I ran across Colossians 3:10-15. I'm going to read, because I feel like that reinforces again, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So, I'm going to read 3:10-15. And have put on a new man, and I thought this applied to us men too, for this breakfast. And I have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, which I think this ties in with chapter 13, above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So, okay. And so when Brady contacted me and asked me to do the devotion today, I asked him what verse, and he told me 1 Corinthians 13:8. So I'll read that again. I know we just did it, but I'll read that again and then get into it here. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So I'm going to, I know charity's first, but I'm going to skip over it and come back to charity. I'm going to address the prophecies that fail. And I will say that the prophecies from God's Word never fail, but they become fulfilled in the Word and through time. So then the prophecies become either obsolete or render them idle, so they don't really fail, but they kind of go away. And prophecies are also considered a spiritual gift that will fade or go away with the life of that person. And so they're not always around. And some of the prophets, the main ones that I looked up was Samuel, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, were Old Testament prophets, and prophecies, their prophecies didn't fail but come true, and then life and time went on throughout the ages. So that, it's a little different than the verse if you just read it as they shall fail. I don't know that any prophecy of God's failed, so, but they do fulfill. And tongues shall cease. That's number two. Again, speaking in tongues is a spiritual gift that will fade away with time after the gospel spread through other languages. In Acts 2, it tells of the apostles preaching in tongues on the day of Pentecost, which is 50 days after Easter. And I could not find if they were stopped from speaking in tongues, but during that time they added 3,000 souls to the church. So maybe the souls that they saved spread the gospel throughout their language, and the apostles didn't need to speak in tongues much longer. I don't know about that. And so then the next one, number three, is knowledge. And it says it shall vanish away. As you know, knowledge can be all different things: memorizing scripture, having history of the timeline of Bible, studying the prophecies to see which prophecy will be next. But our human mind does not have the capacity to or understanding of what God can do or what God has planned. So therefore the knowledge that we have maybe end up being wrong, so it will vanish away through eternity. And so that brings us back to the lead part of the verse, which charity never faileth. And I looked up in Strong's definition of charity is derived from the Greek word agape, which is meaning love. So love and charity, I feel like, are interchangeable in the Bible. And I've heard the phrase agape love used to describe God's love for us, which is never ending. It is eternal. And therefore it does not fail, and it will not end, because if you're accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will have eternal life. So you will not only will you have God to love with you, you will love God during that time in eternal life. And so that God's agape love is, no matter what sins we have committed or how many times we commit those sins, God still loves us. And can we say the same about ourselves with our fellow human beings? And it's a little easier with the men in here, but when you get outside of this and people try your patience and say different things, and you get to the point you think, well, they deserve what they get, and that is not love. You need to love all the time. When you think about people going to hell for eternity, I can't comprehend eternity per se, but for a short amount of time without God and being tormented in hell is just makes you want to do as much as you can to convert people. So that's kind of what I had along on that verse, and I thought I'm going to include something that may not, I think it'll pertain, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and include this. But 3 weeks ago, my wife Pam and I went on vacation to meet my daughter and her husband in Paris, France. And they live in Germany, so they met us there. Just kind of a side note here on this. So Leslie and Ferdy's her husband. He was from Germany, and they met in college. And so those of you that have daughters, make time with them, because they may not always be close by.
Amen.
Right?
Especially
dads
and men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because even though sometimes it's hard for men, myself, when my daughters were young, they wanted to do girly things. It's hard to take the time to do those, but go to movies and watch
them. Pew parties.
Yeah. Right. Well, it pays in big rewards afterwards, but you wish you could have those times back. So anyway, that was back to our little trip. So being asked, when I was on the trip, I was asked to do this devotion, and it's mainly about charity and love. And it makes me think about the first time we went over to visit them was in Germany, and we went to the Dachau concentration camp, and the amount of death and destruction and hate that goes on. We visited that, and then this year when we met in France, we went to Normandy Beach and went to the American War Memorial Cemetery there in Omaha Beach, France. And that it makes me ask, how can a country, Germany in this instance, I'm sure there's been other wars and things that were just as bad, but how that you can get a country to become so racist that you could kill 6 million Jews, just, you know, where was the love of the country? That I know sometimes you don't have the capacity. Once evil men get in power, they just take over and make it so rough. But how you could talk a full country into being so racist is hard to imagine and hard to take. And just think about the charity and the human love. Where was that? And then my mind goes a little further and it thinks, you know, young men is usually the ones that go into battle, no matter what war it is. Right. It's usually young men that they send into battle. And how many of those went to hell because they did not have a second, third, or fourth chance to hear the gospel, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. It's heartbreaking and hard to understand sometimes how life is. And it don't have to be war, you know. It's somebody that's shot up here in Kansas City or anywhere that's murdered and did not have a chance to accept Christ. So, and that is all I have today for you. So, just stuff to think about. Do our best to convert people. So, Jesus.
Help us to stop.